Joining us on the line is Mary Beth Lee. She's involved with the Best of Lorain County, presented by Pulse Magazine. It goes on, Craig, what is it, Thursday?
Thursday night.
And she's here to talk all about it. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's, you got a lot going on this week. You got to get people with food and people with flowers and people with all sorts of services to get along and come together, right?
That's right. There is a little bit of friendly competition that takes place at the event, but as a whole, it is just a wonderful collection of the best that Lorain has to showcase, everything from, as you mentioned, services, organizations, nonprofits, and of course, lots of great food. And it's really impressive. Lorain County has so much to offer, lots of diamonds in the rough that we'll be featuring on Thursday.
Mary Beth, how did we get to this point where we have finalists in these different categories?
Well, back in February, we had asked the readers of Pulse to tell us who their favorites are. So what the magazine does is we give you the categories that typically make up our community, you know, within Lorain County, everything from best burger to the best festival, best mani-pedi, so anything you can think of, and it's a blank slate. So we ask our readers, your listeners, to tell us who their favorites are, and we tally that up. We invite the top three from each category to show up in July and showcase what they have, their services, their organization. And it does fill up. Obviously, we can't feature, you know, there's over 120 of our finalists that are in the current issue. So everyone's listed right now in the magazine. But we can only feature about 60 of them. And we invite them to come on over. We give them the platform, and they do the rest. It's a great way for them to show off their stuff.
And then, of course, it's up to the public then to vote for the best.
That's right. I mean, the public's actually involved from the very beginning. So they are telling us who they want to see there. And then if you attend on Thursday, which we hope lots of people will, and they do, our ticket sales are really high this year. And I think just because this has now become an annual event that everyone anticipates. But the final voting takes place Thursday. So the guests arrive, they get a ballot, they walk around, they taste, they vote, they meet. How great is it that you can go up to some of the restaurants and talk with the chefs and really meet these business owners and organization leaders face-to-face?
Once again, this year we'll be broadcasting live from the event. The doors open at 6, of course. Some people show up a little bit early, and then, as you say, they walk around and meet the different vendors and sample their wares and have a chance to vote. It's a great opportunity, Mary Beth, for people leaving work, perhaps, to come by and maybe even have a little dinner in a way.
Right. You really can leave there quite satisfied, as you know, just walking around and sampling some of the food that's being sampled. And, you know, the other thing is we really encourage people to purchase their tickets in advance. And that's just because they can save a little bit if they go on, you know, before Thursday and purchase their tickets. It really does help them be all ready. We do have valet parking available that night, not mandatory. Obviously, this Sister Conference Center and the Norton Culinary Institute have plenty of parking. And it's really just a great platform. As you know, there's lots of space to walk around and really see what LCCC has to offer. It's been a wonderful platform for us to set up in.
How can people get those tickets in advance?
They can go to Pulse Magazine and purchase those tickets. And that website is, let me give you the direct website so that they can go right to purchase their tickets, pulsemagazine.com. And there is a tab in the upper right-hand corner that allows them to click on it. I'm sorry, it's pulselorainmag.com. And you'll see everything in there. It's a save the date in the upper right-hand corner. And you can also take a look at the current issue, which really has so much to offer. Again, everything about Lorain County, which is incredible, from living, dining, arts and entertainment, you name it, the magazine really does promote what's going on in Lorain County.
There's probably a little networking going on, too, because these businesses are all locally owned. They may know of each other or not, and sometimes there's cross-services that different people can kind of take advantage of. So there's a little bit of that that takes place, I'm sure.
Right. Absolutely. The county is very much involved also in getting behind the local businesses and organizations. And that's really the true beauty of this event is Lorain County really does support their local establishments. There's a lot of nurturing and making sure that these businesses are supported and advertised, and really it's a lot to be proud of, honestly. So not only will you have fun, but it's a great sense of pride.
And you talked also about sort of nonprofits as well. You'll even have people that have been put up here, like local volunteers or
right.
other people like that, organizations. I look at this, Craig, Car Wash. They have nominations for Best Car Wash there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well, Car Wash, dry cleaners. Really, think of what you do, where you need to go in your community, and we try to have a category for that.
Right, even like Best Gallery or Place, entertainment, too. So mm-hmm. there's a lot there that not only that you can vote for your favorite, but you might find a new favorite, too, or a second favorite, perhaps.
When I'm putting that list together and the list actually comes over, I go through it. I'm always a little amazed. There's always something new that I was not aware of. One of our volunteers who's being nominated is part of a nonprofit organization. And I just ended up, you know, going to the website and learning more. So really, you can walk away there not only enjoying yourself, but really having a sense of pride in the community and learning more about Lorain County.
Sounds great. And get to meet the people and put the faces to the names of the businesses, and it makes it for a better experience maybe the next time you go to see them. But again, you can meet them and find out and taste some of the things, and also just get some of the other people that are involved in the Best of Lorain County. Again, it is coming up on Thursday. Mm-hmm. 13th, it'll be from 6 to 9 at the Spitzer Conference and Norton Culinary Institute at Lorain County Community College. Again, you can go to PulseLorainMag.com to get ticket information about that as well. Mary Beth, we appreciate your time this morning. I know there's a lot of tables to set up and make sure everybody gets there on time so they're ready to go when the doors open at 6. Mary Beth, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Mary Beth Lee joining us this morning talking about the Best of Lorain County presented by Pulse Magazine.